This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Oklahoma head coach Brent Venables joining us here on the Score as we talk a little bit about Grady Jarrett.
He lives with a fourth and one mindset. He just made everybody around him better.
What makes a great three technique tackle?
Yeah, it's suddenness, quickness, twitchiness.
So when we learned about the three technique, it was...
Here I come. Oh, here I come. Oh.
Really a newer type of situation.
Tommy is checking in. Tommy, how are you?
Question for you. I'm confused on what a regular technique and a three technique lineman is. I'd like you to explain it to me if you could.
A three technique. It's something, it's a newer type of situation, but I'm going to try to tell you what there's different ways of describing what a three technique is.
It was when Tommy Harris was the dude, yeah. Here.
Tommy was just a slightly bit longer than Grady.
And
I'm confused. I've been hearing it, like, I feel like just this year, and I'm like, well, what's the difference?
All right, I'm going to tell you. Three technique A-gaps.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you jumping on with us, and thank you so much for giving us a true scouting report on Grady.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Coach.
What most people know about the three technique defensive tackle, you know a few more of them the more you're in the NFL, and basically the way it is set up, they can't agree. Different coaches have different things. There's a thing called the zero technique, and Vince Wilfork.
Today would have been Les Grobstein's birthday. This from Mitch Rosen earlier today. We miss him. That's why I had to squeeze in the newer type of situation. That was for Les.
It's a 4-3 pass rushing tackle like Tommy Kelly. Does that answer that a little bit for you, Tommy?
Well, it's Polecats, Tommy, by the way.
Okay, cool.
I appreciate it, Robert.
Three, that's a magic number.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Henry Cotto or Jerry Martin?
Now you're getting silly.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are all here hanging out. Shane's here. Tanny's here. I'm Lawrence. That man is Matt Spiegel.
It's all happening, Lawrence. There's college hoops on the televisions. The Cubs have arrived in Tokyo. There's professional baseball this week. NFL free agency is still in full swing. Let's go!
There's a lot to do for us today, too.
Yeah, there is.
Free agency is what it is, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe there'll be a puff of smoke. And then we'll find out where Aaron Rodgers is going before the afternoon is done. We will hear from the Bears, though, this afternoon, because they're going to talk about the things that they have done, which is great. They should feel really good about how free agency has started for them.
We're going to listen to all of that so you don't have to. So Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson will talk. We'll take care of that, and we will bring back everything that you need to hear from it in the 4 o'clock hour. And then Mark Grody, I know, is going to join us at 5 o'clock with what he thought was the most important stuff as well.
All killer, no filler on today's show. That's what what we are doing, including us talking a little bit about something that I dragged Spiegs and Tanny into watching during our meeting today.
You know those days in school where you're like, all right, the AV cart, the audiovisual cart, just got dragged in. I think we're watching a movie. Yeah!
I think we're good in the demo for this reference because yeah! I got it and I'm smack dab in the middle.
Woo!
So.
And we lined up, three of us lined up, and you started Danny Hurley on CBS. You watched it for the second time, or maybe the third?
I think it was the third time that I've watched it, because I'm fascinated by it.
And it was compelling, and we'll talk about it at 3 o'clock. I mean, this is like the most successful college hoops coach in the country, who showed you why he is a psychopath and is choosing to remain that way.
Correct. And he was given advice from another psychopath, which makes me go, if that person's giving you advice,
yeah,
you've gone too far.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And because we'll also get a chance to talk about marriages and what is the appropriate partner for a professional psychopath and such. So we got a lot to do.
Yep, there's no doubt about that.
John Morosi, too, going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
Which I'm very excited about, to talk a little baseball with him. And it's weird because we're in a strange place with baseball. And at some point before the Cubs start, you and I will talk a little bit about that. But let's start with free agency being official this afternoon. Aaron Rodgers is going to be officially let go in about 25 minutes from the Jets, which leaves, what, $89 million of dead cap space in his wake from the last two places that he's been.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what we have, there's still a bunch of remaining interesting players, like a lot of remaining interesting players. The first wave has just about all signed. Now Rodgers, Cooper Kupp was released today, so that is a very interesting one. But you and I decided to tackle this and think about some specific next-tier free agents that we want the Bears to target as soon as today, and if not today, maybe tomorrow. And because this is when you start to get bargains, like 48 to 72 hours after, you can start to get some people like...
The folks who haven't been tampered with.
What happened?
They're still out there going, well, what about me?
Yeah.
I'm valuable. I have value, and they're going to be swooped up. So let's put our list together.
Okay,
you want me to start?
Sure.
My list is pretty simple because what I'm asking for is in one case. Well, I'll just get to the list.
Yeah, dude, but just go.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
All right,
let's go one at a time. You go one, I go one. Let's go back and forth here a little bit.
The first one for me is something that I've been asking for the last couple of years. It's a small thing to add, but I do think that it has value. Case Keenum. I would like Case Keenum to be the backup quarterback of this football team.
You want an old man backup quarterback who can still play and who knows how to get things done.
Or at least for him to be in the room, and if Tyson Bagent ends up beating him out, so be it. I don't want to get rid of Tyson Bagent. I just want a veteran who's been through a whole bunch of wars in that room with Caleb Williams. And he's been in the room the last two seasons with C.J. Stroud.
Yes, he has. So in Houston the last 2 years, he didn't play last year. He played two games in 23. He was in Buffalo before that with Josh Allen for a year. Was in Cleveland before that for 2 years. Man hasn't started more than two games in a season since 2019.
I want a peer to be, an elder peer to be in the room with Caleb.
I can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Are they going to roster three quarterbacks? You're willing to lose Tyson Bagent if you got Case Keenum?
Sure. I'm okay with that because I feel like you can probably find another Tyson Bagent at some point.
Okay.
And quite honestly, if I'm Tyson Bagent, I might want out too because I'm never going to be the starter here. And if I go someplace else, there might be an opportunity for me to be an actual starter.
I like it. All right, so Case Keenum first on your list. Ooh, here we go. The guy I mentioned in transition who is not my number one target at edge rusher, because I want an edge rusher. The guy, but I mentioned, I teased it, so I want to pay off that tease before I give you my guy. Za'Darius Smith could complete the gauntlet of the NFC North. The former Packer and Viking and Lion could complete the gauntlet by becoming a Bear, thereby giving you a veteran pass rusher who can still rush the passer playing with a sense of revenge for every single one of your division games.
He gets two cracks at both teams. At all three teams.
Six revenge games.
That's pretty good.
For a veteran edge rusher playing for a contract every year. But I want Dante Fowler, who's pissed off, as we know, having gone on a social media rant about all these other edge rushers getting paid. He signed a one-year, $3.2 million deal with Washington. He had 10.5 sacks, 14 tackles for loss, 12 quarterback hits. He was 16th in the NFL in pass rush productivity. Can rush from either side, and I feel like that would be a great veteran edge rusher to add to your mix. Give me Dante Fowler. He'll be pissed off all year.
I like that, too. It brings a little bit more competition to the room, and everyone's trying to get after him. And you're right. He's very angry because he knows that that's something that he still does really well.
He absolutely still does it. And he's not great against the run. But, you know, like, there are other guys out there. Matthew Judon's still out there. Von Miller at age 35 is out there. So it's an interesting list of edge rushers, but I would like Dante Fowler.
Number two on my list, I've been talking about him since he was released. I want Tyler Lockett as a Bear. I think
the former Seahawk wide receiver.
You can probably get him fairly cheap, and I'm talking NFL dollars here. A texter says Cup or Lockett. I think Cup is going to have too many suitors. Lockett might not. He might. We'll see. There's still, I think, enough tread on the tires for him as a deep threat option for Caleb Williams. In my mind, I can envision a scramble to the right and a throwback to the left. And just running underneath it is Tyler Lockett, and he's 5 yards ahead of every defender, and it's a Bears touchdown.
I like it. I think he might be destined for Vegas with old friend Geno Smith.
And Pete Carroll.
Yes, exactly. So I think he might be destined there to put that band back together, but I like it. I was looking for a wide receiver three. And I thought about Lockett, thought about Stephon Diggs, but he's not a guy who's going to be willing to be a wide receiver three, block his ass off, and not freak out at a lack of targets. That's not a good fit.
That's been a problem.
Yeah. Tim Patrick, the former Lion. Give me Tim Patrick, the former Lion, the former Bronco, willing wide receiver three, great blocker, glue for the room, and obviously a Ben Johnson guy. Thing is, Aaron Glenn is fighting for Tim Patrick, too.
Yep.
So both of the former coordinators who got head jobs from the Lions are having a bidding war of sorts, possibly, for Tim Patrick, which is funny. But you got a backup, which is the guy who was there the year before, is Josh Reynolds, who was there for 2.5 years with Ben Johnson in Detroit. It's another guy, good blocker, willing wide receiver three. So give me Tim Patrick. If he goes to the Jets, give me Josh Reynolds.
And then we ended up matching up on the third one.
I love this. Your third guy is my third guy. It's the only member of the Bears offensive line who was a free agent who I actually wanted back.
Matt Pryor. And Matt Pryor got himself a nice bonus today. Like, there's a pool of money for guys that outplay their contracts and they get bonuses. He got $1 million extra because of how many snaps he played for the Bears last season.
Wow, that's cool.
That's a guy that's not making a ton of money.
And a dude who stayed healthy, who played all over your line, you know, played all over your line. That's pretty cool.
Why do you want him?
Because he was a willing, strong dude who played absolutely every position and will accept that role. And he can bring you some knowledge and continuity with anybody that's still here. But it's just like the people that are out there, there's going to be some dudes who still think of themselves as starters, you know? And I like the fact that Pryor is willing to be a backup and can play all over the line as needed. So I'm a fan of that.
I'm a fan of it as well. We need to take a break because there's a current Bear that we have to talk about too. He won an award today, and he talked, and he tells you a little bit about this new defense. We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.